How you got your leg on two chairs, bro? Excuse me.
This is the most ignorant station in the world.
It's live radio. Oh. You can't control that. It's uncontrollable. Unconsolable is what I was all week. Almost. I think I cried twice.
When you brought Rock Digger on, it made you cry?
Just part of the weekend. I'm excited to be in hip-hop, still be relevant after, you know, putting in 20 years of work.
Right.
You know?
I seen you with Ed Lover.
Ed Lover.
Yeah.
I pulled the camera out, and, you know, I guess he's used to people just want to take pictures with him.
Right.
I was like, no, bro, fucking relax. Mm. Okay? Fucking relax. Just take the picture. Okay?
He's a fool. Yo, I did this. He's very funny. I did a comedy show with him in Jersey.
The reason and why he was even at our show was because he was booked to host another show.
Right.
Of the official Booga Wooga. Okay? The official Booga Wooga. She was okay. Down there.
She was down there?
Mm-hmm. She was a block away from me.
Wow.
And she felt my presence.
Okay.
You know, I made sure she felt it. And I made sure she knew PC Radio was there. I stickered up her whole front.
With the stickers that don't come off?
Yep. Oh, stickered up. I was going to go didn't. In because, you know, I had access to every event.
Right. No, you didn't.
Yeah. I said, nah, I'm going to let her breathe. Mm. I'm going to let her breathe a little bit. All right. But Ed Lover was so thrilled with our show. He left her show. And came over
yeah,
to rock
see,
with
he
us.
Yeah, was at your show. I'm like,
yeah, he wasn't supposed to be there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
like, and we didn't have to fucking pay him.
Right. Wow, that's good.
We didn't have to pay him.
But Ed Lover is very funny. Man, I did a show with him in Jersey. That dude, he headlined, actually. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know he does stand-up.
He does.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I guess I do stand-up, too, because people said I was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was really funny on that mic. I got on stage, and I was going to go into, like, some kind of professional. You know, last year, they called me the rap Michael Buffer.
The what?
The rap Michael
the
Buffer.
The rap Michael Buffer.
Because of my voice. Because they just think I should be like, ladies and gentlemen.
Boys of all ages.
Right. And that's how I brought Apollo Ali on the stage. Because he comes in with the Michael Buffer intro. I'm like, you got to pay attention to the intro. Woo! But in studio today, very special VIP guest.
Yes.
We're going to let him explain to the streets exactly his resume.
Yeah.
Which is tight, son. His resume is tight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a lot of the girls he hangs with. They're tight, son.
And we had, at one time, one of the best shows on
the air. We still have the best show on the air.
Yeah.
And we had that best show of the year. That was just for the time it was. We smashed it, and we're going to talk about that.
We changed AM. We changed AM radio.
That was on AM?
Yeah.
I forgot it was
all
on AM.
All that time, you didn't even notice. Yeah.
Because it felt like an FM situation. It felt like it could have almost been satellite.
That was a satellite show.
Satellite. This is definitely satellite.
Oh, this is satellite where we're at now. This is definitely satellite.
But that was the pretense to our satellite. Yeah. The Urban Roundtable with Malcolm Hill. Yeah. The girl. What was her name?
What was the girl's name?
Desiree.
This is my show. Everybody, I'm glad y'all on listen to my show.
She did get to a point.
She was the TO of the show.
She was.
Yes. Once she said that, that was it.
Yep. It was all about
I'm
her.
I'm glad y'all tuning in to my. And mind you, she just came. She was the last person hired. She's the last person hired. And when she came and sat down, she would not shut the fuck up.
Turn my mic up, yes. Leon.
She would not shut the fuck up. And then once she said, listen, I'm glad y'all listening to my show. We said, whoa, whoa, whoa. We need to go to a commercial break. Hold on, lady. Who the fuck are you?
And we never came back.
No. Who the fuck? Hold on. We got to go to a commercial break. What did you just say? Yes, we're tuning into my show, everybody. We're here live on our... Wait.
Now, Matt made his way to the show in a very unique way. All right?
Yeah.
Very unique way.
Yeah.
He earned his way in.
He earned his way in.
He was so... just on the phone. He
crazy.
He was a caller on the air.
Yeah.
And he would call in and just let folks have it.
Yeah.
And we needed to lighten up the show. It was the perfect fit.
We needed delay.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
So we end up, he came from, became a caller to now he's the third chair.
Yeah. He was in the third chair.
He was in the third chair. He jumped right in.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was born to do radio, man. He was crazy with it.
And radio is just one of the few.
Yeah.
Matt, you can reiterate on that.
I hate being put on the spot.
This is the spot. Spotlight.
I've never seen you sober. This is
that's the problem.
That is the problem.
I'm in truth the only one allowed to drink.
Hey, no. I knew where I was coming at tonight. One time for Wisteria Blue.
Yeah, I've never seen Matt sober. So this is a whole different Matt since he left and came back. But tell us what you into, what you do.
Well, right now I got a clothing line promoting a very positive message. We're all from the premise of the message is we're all one race from the same place. If you look at the image,
Donald Trump ain't gonna like that shirt.
No, not at all. But I want to give him one.
But, he probably will shoot the baskets with like he was shooting baskets. Y'all use these paper towels. Instead of
he
a mop,
shoots better than some of the Sixers.
Use these paper towels.
But if you look at it, I mean, the picture, it's Pangaea. For people that don't know, it's when Earth was one piece of land. And where the words are, we all from, is where Africa is. And as we know, where life started. So
and Matt dates a lot of Africans.
As you can tell.
Not anymore. I'm washed up.
Are you really?
That's why I'm glad I'm back on the radio. He's washed. I need to get my mojo back.
That's probably why he got these shirts, to get the black women. We are all from Africa.
I was accused of that, actually. Yes. I was accused of that.
You're trying to get
actually,
some black women.
Yeah, he hangs with some hot black women.
I'm better than Essence. What Jay-Z said, I keep more chicks between the sheets than Essence. Right? He got that line from me. I wrote it for him, actually. I'm still waiting on my check, Jay.
And besides the radio thing that Matt was able to pull off successfully.
Movies.
A couple movies. And movies Malcolm, he did. Malcolm didn't believe me on one.
I didn't believe him.
Yeah, he's an extra in one of them, but I tried to give him
told me,
a good speech.
Come down. I got you in this movie. I get down there. Malcolm, you stand over here. And don't say nothing.
That was after you flaked on me, though. You wanted
to
second
did flake
chance.
On me, and I wasn't even there to know you flaked on me.
So it was
because I didn't believe him. I didn't think fucking situation. Right.
And the thing is, you came to me apologizing. It was great. And
I didn't believe you, man.
That's all right.
Because you was drunk. I didn't. You said, Malcolm, listen, man. I got a movie I need you to be in. I said, all right, whatever, man. Whatever. I get down there. This nigga got full production, fucking big cameras, fucking boom mics, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. I said, this shit is serious.
And he was able to pull off one of the biggest coups in movie history. Yeah. With the fund. Was it GoFundMe? What did you use?
Was it GoFundMe?
One of the fundies.
One of them. I don't even know. It was so long ago.
That was so long
ago. It was 2010. It was GoFundMe, wasn't it?
He was one of the first people to successfully put together one of these campaigns to raise enough money.
Now I don't think it's GoFundMe. Now
it wasn't GoFundMe? No. Maybe that came later. Because, you know, we are like the innovators.
This was like 2010.
Yeah, we've been doing this shit a long time.
Right.
You know, and when we started, you know, it was in the early stages of just about everything. And he pulled off the internet campaign of the decade at the time.
Yeah.
Got the money he needed to release the Pinky movie.
Yeah, Operation Get Rid of Pinky.
Operation Get Rid of Pinky, who I know a bunch of the stars.
Yeah.
One time for Niz the Bully.
Very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Premiered at the Tropicana.
Nice.
Who's the asshole that got fired from the radio? He hosted it. Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah,
Star and Buckwild.
Star and Buckwild.
They hosted it.
Crazy. Nice.
The worst part is we were supposed to be on the radio that week promoting it, and the week before, he's when he got fired.
He gets fired over and over again.
I think we should have got a little of a refund for
the hosting
fee.
You should have.
That's all good.
Yeah, he's still around trying to, you know, do what he do. And I salute. He's the only hater in radio that I actually hate.
Who, Star or Buckwild?
Star. Buckwild is just the expendable guy.
Yeah, Buckwild is cool.
Hey.
He don't say much.
But now you went out to Atlanta. You packed your
bags.
California. You packed your bags. You wasn't coming back. You said, I'm staying out there and not looking back. And
it was great out there.
I heard a little bit of the story. Why did you come back?
I found out I had a daughter.
What?
I found out I had a daughter.
How old?
She was 11 at the time. She's about to be 13.
I found out she was 11. You was like, are you sure? Now, she's already not looking a little baby. Nah.
She's like taller than truth.
And you came back.
I came back. I did the right thing.
You did the right thing.
It would have took a lot for me to come back.
Would you have came back, truth?
Yeah. Now, part of the story was your dad told you.
My dad told
me. That, you know, you need to come back.
Thing is, no, that ain't what he told me.
That's not what he told
you. This is what happened. I was back in April visiting, and I really thought it was April Fool's joke.
You know, I got something here for you.
I'm in front of the whole family. Like, my dad's worse than me. He has no chill. You got to get him on the air.
Yeah.
Like, he has really no chill. He's crazier than me, and he's sober crazy. He's
crazier than you? That's crazy.
Yeah. And he said, you know, I might be a grandfather after all. And everybody's just
like, yeah, what?
And then he said it. I'm like, and we're all thinking it's April Fool's joke. He goes, nah. I seen Roxanne. You know, I seen the kid. Everybody knew but you.
Everybody knew but
me. Right. I mean, they let the cat out of the bag.
That's your new movie. That's your next movie.
It is.
Operation Get Pinky too.
I'm not gonna say what I'm not. I ain't saying nothing. But and like I went back to, like, you know what I mean, I was like, damn, we gotta track her down. And he's like, you know, he didn't want to get in the middle of it. He gave her my number or whatever. I said, Dad, you gotta do more than get in the middle of it. Mind you, my dad raised me. So I'm like, you gotta be proactive with the situation. When I went back, you know, I left for that trip that Sunday, and I'm like, it was just killing me.
You're
like,
conscious to get,
yeah,
to
we
get
got we got to find out. I mean, this little girl could be out there without her dad. I could be the dad.
You're gonna be the dad.
In June, we finally got a hold of him. Did the DNA test.
Nice.
99.9
You are the father.
When I seen pictures of her, I knew that.
Right. You know, as a dad, you know.
I was toast. But I got the results back the day after Father's Day. The day after the Cavs came back and beat Golden State.
Oh, wow. That is a story to tell for a lot.
And then I came back to visit like the next week. Yeah. Then I came back to visit, and then, like, as soon as I, you know, picked her up whole, I said, I got to move back. And I worked on the transition.
We need to play some slow music while he's telling this story. While he's telling this
and
story.
I'm back. Now I'm back. And I ran into Truth randomly at Fat Tuesdays. He was drunk as usual. He was drunk. I wasn't drunk.
What?
No, I'm a father now. I can't drink.
Yeah, he was sober. Yeah, he's sober. I'm like, yeah, man, we got to turn up, dude. Let's go, man.
This is the same Matt that I know.
Oh, you got a beer?
What, you want to get back to the old Matt? You talking about you got a beer?
That's Throwback Tuesday, right?
So are you
here
cool?
I am checking my bag thinking I might have a bottle in there.
Are you cool with the mother? Are y'all getting back together to make it right? Since you're trying to make it right, you
she's got
go
other
all
kids. She's married. Damn. I mean, I'm not going
to
speak bad.
Yeah, certain things you just don't go back to.
Right. You know, and like I said, if you could lie to me about that, what else could you lie to me about?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and at the time I get, she didn't want to own up to her hoism at the time, but eventually you got to come clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like and she knew, like we grew up together, so she knew, you know what I mean? I would never do that to the kid, but I mean, it is what it is. It brought me back here. Otherwise, I would have never been back.
Yeah, and you would have never been on the show.
I would have never been on the show either.
Yeah. I mean, by phone, maybe, but not live.
I wouldn't have had this story to tell.
Yeah, right. You turned out to be a different guy than I thought.
Think?
Yeah.
You didn't think I would have came back?
No, not really? Back in the day. How I knew how you was. You wouldn't have came back.
Maybe at the time I wouldn't.
But you have come back, Malcolm. No.
No, I didn't know. Keep it moving. That's child support.
I still don't know.
You would have kept it. I would have kept going, flying. Once you pack your bags and you close your house, this guy was gone.
I was 5 miles from the beach.
Like, he was gone.
Oh, wow. 5 miles.
Like, literally. Like, and then do all that and come back.
But it's like, the thing is, like, coming back now, it's like, you know, you miss something for so long, you appreciate it.
Right.
Like back, I'm like happier than ever. Honestly.
Nice.
Okay.
That's one thing I will say. Everybody bashes Philly that. I bashed it too. That's why I got the fuck out of here.
Right. But
came back now, it's just more, you know what I mean? It's a lot more fun this time around.
Yeah.
I think I got to be an adult now. That's why, maybe.
Yeah, adult.
Adulthood's pretty fun, I guess.
It is.
Sometimes.
It hurts, but it is a payoff at the end of the day. Being able to talk to your kids and help raise your kids and, you know, show them all the fucked up stuff, because you got to show them that. And you got to show them that you can bounce back from just about anything, you know, and you can be a positive role model in a child's life.
This doesn't seem like the same show. Are we on PC Radio? This is not the show that
this
I've
is been Dr. Phil or something.
No, this is something's wrong.
This is, I feel Urban Roundtable, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is the Urban Roundtable show. This is what it is.
This is what I feel.
This ain't our show.
You know, because we had to talk about positive things.
Yeah.
News.
This is supposed to be, what Tuesday was this? No, Ignorant Tuesday.
Very disrespectful Tuesday.
This is very disrespectful.
You should be bashing me for coming back. You should have
stayed out.
It's classic.
Yeah, Urban Roundtable, we had to be polite, and Joe was coming in and tell us. Yeah, you was the only one, was it?
Yeah.
But we had to.
I used my white privilege.
Yeah, he was doing
it. He did. That's how he worked his way onto the show.
Yeah.
He worked his way right on.
He used his white privilege.
Yeah. Security never stopped him. No. I never saw him get to stop at the desk and sign
in. The old guy at the desk, yeah.
Yep.
Just walk right through.
Yeah. Classic radio right here, kids. 87. As a matter of fact, wrapped out raw. We see you trying to call in. We're going to try to get you on the air. Now, can we get wrapped out? Because he performed this. Give him the cord. Where's the cord?
I don't have the cord.
The cord's right there. There's the cord. Wrapped Out Raw had a chance to perform at the Havana Cigar Club. And I missed part of the performance.
Oh, he was down there too?
He was down there. Okay. And he was making his rounds. And I told him, I said, you know, when I say your tax dollars at work, that means even if you're not in the building, you're being represented. So every stage I got on in Atlanta, I made sure to shout out Wrapped Out Raw and a bunch of other MCs fuck with heavy.
Right.
But Wrapped Out has been one of our biggest supporters.
Yeah.
And I see the growth in the young man.
He's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
All right. And he's only getting better. And if he wins, we all win. And I want him to win.
Call him up.
I got to get the number. Do we have the number direct?
I don't got his number on my phone.
You don't have nobody's number. You don't even have my number.
Tell him, call. Oh,
I'll tell him. Where's my social media? And just have Wrapped Out Raw. Just call in. Now, can I give him your number over the air?
Go ahead. Who cares?
You do it all the time.
267-971-7860. If you're listening to Rap That Raw, call in 267-971-7860.
And anybody else listening, call that number,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can prank Malcolm. He actually will answer the phone.
Yeah.
All right, that's a live number.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't think he's reached that part of his success where people would just harass him like that. So 267-971-7860.
You can call me. I'll block because you can block up to 100 numbers. So.
Oh, up to 100?
Yeah. So come on.
I never knew you could block numbers.
Oh, yeah, you can block many numbers. So call in 267-971, but I'm up to 99. That's the only problem. 7860.
All right, I'm going to hit him up on the social media. And don't forget, 21 solid hits an hour is the routine. And if you can tell us just about how many songs we played in the next, after the next break, which
could
be in about.
Could be in Matt's next movie.
11 and a half
depends
minutes.
Depends how she looks.
Called Child Support.
11 right. and a half minutes. You can do that tonight. Make sure you follow us at Instagram, the movie.
At Comedian Malcolm Hill.
Uh-oh. Matt.
We all from We All From on Instagram. Oh. Check out WeAllFrom.com on the internet. That's and it. Whoever calls in, I'm giving away a hoodie.
Okay. And you're giving away a hoodie. Nice.
Oh, he wanted me to call him.
Get that thing moving. Who's that we calling?
Rap That Raw.
Oh, is Rap That Raw we're calling right now?
I think so.
Yeah, that is. I think that's him. Yeah. We got the secret number for Rap That Raw. Secret. Let's see if we can get him on. Live on the air. It's the DJ Truth Show Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Saturday night, 6 o'clock. A very disrespectful Sunday morning. Raw, pick up that line.
Pick up the line.
I don't know your number. You're the most famous comedian in the city. Oh, that's him at the door. Wow.
A call has been forwarded to him.
Wow. Call it or call back.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Got him.
But what you working on now, Matt?
Just promoting the clothing line, getting as many people to wear the shirts as possible.
Okay. You got the girl from
Power.
Power.
Yeah, Raina. R.I.P. Raina. But yeah, Raina St. Patrick.
Hello? Yo, Raw. Rep that wall.
Hello?
We live, baby. We live.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello.
Raw, can you hear us?
Yeah, he can't hear us. I don't know.
He has to be able to hear us.
I don't know why. It must be his phone.
Rap That Raw. Damn it, man.
This guy. Damn it, man.
That's why you need to upgrade your phone, bro.
That ain't my phone.
It is. You got the iPhone 6. We're at the 8. 8 plus.
10. I thought we were at
about
10.
About to be 10
we're
next month.
What happened to 9?
Missed that.
He's skipping the 9.
Skipped it altogether. See if we can get him back here live on the air.
The 8 just came out. They're about to do the 10.
Hello?
You. Can you hear us now?
You.
All right. We got him. Rap That Raw. What up? What up?
What's up?
All right. DJ Truth, Malcolm Hill, Matt Mertz in the building. Very disrespectful Tuesday night. We're talking about Atlanta. We're talking about the movement that is Rap That Raw. Let him know. Let him know, bro.
Yeah, you already know, man. Atlanta the place to be.
Right.
They show all the love down there.
Right.
Man. They love Philly down there. So you go down there with some bars and you spend some flaming.
How many spots did you hit up
you know what I mean?
in the days you were down there? How many spots?
The days I was down there, I hit up like 3 spots.
3, nice.
When I was down there, but every time I go down there, they show me mad love, man.
Nice. He's out there signing autographs in front of Martin Luther King's house. It's heavy.
Yeah. I even seen DJ Truth down there.
You even seen? That's right. That's right. I was, yo.
Yeah, I
was wasted, bro. I said, I got to get over to Rap That Raw. I got to get over to him.
Yeah.
My body was shutting down. It was too many events. It was too much liquor. And I try to keep my game face on all the time. Like, I'm just not, I'm like a machine.
Right.
But you know, sometimes that shit hits you like, bro, sit your ass down.
So it was a lot of Philly artists out there?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Who were some of the other artists?
A lot, but it was enough. It was another, you know, everybody from all over be down there, you know what I mean? Got people from New York, you know what I mean? D.C., Baltimore, you know what I mean? But when Philly slapping the buzzer, you know, we shut shit down.
All right, shout out to Bahama Dia. Had a chance to politic with her. She performed. Shout out to DJ Dior Cartel and her artist. I forget the young lady's name, but I know she's hot like that. Philly represented heavy.
Bahama Dia was a beast.
She still is a beast. She's a monster.
Yeah.
She's a motherfucker. And she's kind of diluted sometimes. I think she smoked wet.
Probably so.
She from Nice Town. That's what we did. She ain't gonna listen. That's what it is. So what we got next, Raw? What's the next tour stop?
Well, you know, we're going to try and go Atlanta. Well, I was actually down in Atlanta. I had went down there for Hip Hop Boot Camp. It's a reality show. So I had auditioned for that.
Wow.
So, you know.
You're auditioning or you already?
VH1 or something.
You already did or you're doing it?
No, I auditioned for it when I was down there.
Oh, nice.
Went to audition for it. Mm. They was feeling me. I mean, they was feeling the swag, feeling the way I was performing. So, you know, I was waiting on them.
Okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Major moves for 20. What's the next year coming up?
2012. This nigga was about to say 2012. He's talking about major move for 2012. Move that Coke 45. See, you got the old drink. That's part of the problem. You got old ass Coke 45. That's what you're talking about. We had 2012.
Yo, and I want to get my twist on real quick. Certain things you can hit. And shout out to 4 Loko. Shout out to 4 Loko.
We ain't had 4 Locos in a minute.
But they sponsored the A3C Festival.
I thought
Festival.
They were banned.
Nope, not at that event. They were 4 Loko cocktails and, you know, 4 Loko crafts, craft beers.
The cops is looking for them.
Yo, I was like, yo, Katya, yo, let's drink it 4 Loko. She's like, what is that truth? I've never had one of those before. Yo,
you messing with the 4 Lokos, huh?
I am now. I'm going back to my roots, bro. Man. 4 Lokos and E-Pills.
Oh, man. You must have been on the 4 Loko when I seen you down there, then.
I should have been. I needed to be. Yo, it was so much fucking stress behind the scenes, bro. I was crying.
For real?
I cried raw.
Wow, what was wrong then?
Oh, man.
I can't get into the whole story because I got people listening.
Jupe producers cracking up.
It was a lot of shit on the back end.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes you go through a lot of pain, and then you have to still, this joke got to go on.
Right.
You can't get on stage and start fucking crying, okay?
You want to, but you just can't just bust out crying.
Right. So you got to just say, all right, let me give myself my countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and action. All right, man.
I'm happy today.
Everything is great. Everything is just wonderful.
That's how I used to be with my ex. She would argue with me right before I go on stage.
Right.
And then I got to, like, clear my head and act like everything's good. I'm happy as hell.
Hey,
this bitch.
Raw, you ever get in that situation where somebody stress you the fuck out right before you get on stage?
Yeah. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
You ain't shit. That's why you rapping?
Ain't got on the mic. Mm-hmm.
She would do that on purpose so I could fuck up. I knew it.
And it just gives us the power. As a performer, it gives you more power to succeed, to win, to just show the haters that you're way better than them. So that's what we do here at PC Radio, Philly Coalition. We just keep winning. We just keep coming back. All right? We just keep hitting them over the head with hot tracks. And I'm about to hit you in the head with how many more? I'm going to do 3 right now. 3 hot tracks. And when I come back, you got to give me the number for the total number of songs we played up until this point.
Who's keeping track of the number?
Somebody's keeping track. That's right.
Somebody really? Yeah, it's not track. You, right? True.
Somebody's gonna call
it's not me.
The
computer's keeping track. The computer's on point.
Truth don't know how many.
That job for me. You got to spend that job for me one time.
Which one you want, bro?
That gets to the money.
All right, we get into man. We got to get to yo, you know what?
Did you perform that down there?
Stop performing that. No, I ain't performing that down there.
They don't have to perform that down there. Just exclusive, just here. Just here right now. We ain't ready to. Yo, we about to get to the money, man. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get to the money.
This DJ Truth Show, Malcolm Hill, Matt Mertz, Rapped Out Raw. Let's go.
PC Radio Live.com.